Music can help heal during this time of global health crisis. In Italy, opera stars sing arias from balconies. In Brooklyn, an accordionist entertains neighbors from the stoop of his brownstone. But nowhere is there anything like the music that comes marching down the streets of Watertown. It's where WBUR's Bruce Gilliman calls home.
Long before you see Zach Hickman, you can hear him coming down the block. The low notes of his instrument carry far. He marches down the middle of the street in the middle of the day. Zach Hickman is a professional musician. He was supposed to be on the road playing bass with singer-songwriter Josh Ritter when the pandemic hit. Hickman headed back to his hometown and turned into a modern-day Pied Piper, pulling curious Watertown neighbors onto their porches, drawing smiles from windows as he plays his unusual instrument. It's decorated like a mythic monster.
We always had the dragon.
This is the Loch Ness. This is Nessie, the world's only Loch Ness monster sousaphone.
It's a sousaphone?
Yeah.
It's not a tuba?
They're very closely related, but this is a sousaphone.
You can tell the difference. Tubas are held on the player's side. Hickman stands inside the sousaphone. John Philip Sousa designed it for marching bands. And, oh yeah, the Loch Ness Monster? There are big, pointy scales running down the spine of the instrument's main tube, and fire-breathing flames painted inside the horn, where the oompa comes out.
This is called the Parade of One. I try to do a parade every day for my neighbors. It's to help break up all the monotony, you know. So I do a couple hours a day, maybe 90 minutes, a couple hours a day. Walk
awesome.
Around different neighborhoods.
Thank you so much.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
And with a tip of his Navy captain hat, Zach Hickman marches on. Glitter on his marching band jacket, sparkling in the sun. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.